What's up, everybody? This is Josh from Practical Theism. One of the biggest gripes I've heard against the church and really Christianity as a whole is, well, what about the bad popes? You know, all you Christians are terrible people. You preach love and tolerance and you sit around on your high horse judging people. You know, you Christians are the biggest hypocrites. You talk a lot of talk and you're not walking a lot of the walk. So what about the Crusades, huh? What about the Inquisition, huh? Isn't Christianity supposed to be about love? You know, there's no shortage of examples of people who are just flat out plain bad people and are participating in evil actions and they stake their claim that they're actually Christian or from some religious affiliation. Heck, I've known some. Full disclosure, I am one. I'm nowhere near perfect, and to be frank, I don't really act in accord with the beliefs that I confess nearly as much as I should. I always fall short. But you know what? Does that make the beliefs any less true? Is a statement true whether or not its confessor follows that truth? If 1 + 1 = 2, and that's absolutely true, and I put on my math test 1 + 1 = 3, guess what? I can tell you it's not the truth claim that's wrong. It's me. See, when it comes to the bad popes, the sex scandals in churches, the poor conduct of clergy or religious fanatics that do violently horrific things, such as we see with the terrorists overseas, that does nothing as to whether or not the truth claims of the belief system are true or false. Side note, and I just want to make a claim here, I'm no way trying to belittle or make these things seem like they're not big things. These are very real issues and they should be dealt with in a very serious manner. So these are not things to be taken lightly. And I just want to make sure I'm not trying to make light of these situations or anybody that's been involved with them. But I really want to draw a focus and distinction of these things don't necessarily invalidate whether or not a system's true. We got to evaluate the truth claims on their own merit, not on whether or not somebody who claims to believe it does something completely opposite of it. It doesn't really further us whether or not the statement's true. ISIS doesn't make Islam any less true than bad popes make the Christian faith false. So to get past this, today we're going to recognize two things about why bad Christians don't really invalidate Christianity. The first thing is, so what? Now, I say that a bit facetious, but hear me out. So what if there are bad people that claim to be Christian? People do stupid things and are stupid people sometimes. I mean, that's not a Christian thing. That kind of is a human thing. In fact, to drive this home a little bit further, Christianity really equates people to sheep who need a shepherd. Serious. I have nothing against sheep. I mean, I'm sure they're lovely animals. They just, well, some people say sheep are good for only two things, you know, meat and wool. You know, they follow each other around. They flock together. You move one, they all follow. This is kind of short of just saying they're kind of dumb. It's kind of the equivalent of what we would call today like bandwagon. You know, like when the Lakers are terrible and everyone in LA becomes a Warriors fan? I see you, Tom and Chris. Point being, people do dumb things, but it doesn't mean the truth claims of Christianity are wrong. Second point, the church stakes no claim that people are actually going to magically be good. In fact, the church calls everyone sinners and saying that sinners need saving from their sin. They stake the claim of the transformative power of Christ, but transformation takes time. It hardly happens overnight. And on top of that, the church teaches very appropriately this idea of concupiscence, or that the effects of sin are still present even after you become a Christian. The desires to sin are still there. We call that temptation as well, and we have free will still that we can use to take action on that. But Christianity says that there is an absolute truth and an absolute good. Now that is what God is by nature. Now if Christianity says that there is an absolute good that you should choose and that you end up choosing to do something evil, does that make the truth claim that there is an absolute good false? Absolutely not. If anything, the bad people really prove the truth claim, because if we recognize that there are bad people in the world and that the actions that they take are bad, by necessity, there must be a good in the world. The opposite of that. Otherwise, we wouldn't really know what bad is. The Christian faith claims that God is goodness itself. Now, with a truth claim like that, how can anyone make the claim that the people doing bad things who claim to be Christians somehow disproves that? Especially when the claim of the Christian Bible states, quote, "For it is the will of God that by doing good you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men," end quote. And that's in 1 Peter 2:15. Think about it. The will of God is that you do good. The Christian faith states that the will of God is that you do good, not bad. So when somebody does bad, That's not really invalidating the truth claim. That's just saying they're doing something bad. So, in closing, quick recap. Christianity claims that God is goodness itself. God wills men to do good. Therefore, men who do not do good, who claim to follow the faith, do not follow the faith in their actions, and they don't really invalidate the truth claim that God exists. We still have to evaluate that truth claim. So if you haven't already, hit that like button, show us you like it, and pound that subscribe button so we can get more of this awesome content to you. And if you have any questions, leave them in the comments below. Love to start up a dialogue on that. And from all of us here at Practical Theism, we'll catch you next time. But seriously, like button, subscribe button. Subscribe button's probably better. You get more and we can talk and stuff. I'm gonna go now.